Blog Talk Radio.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
If you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance.
If you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
Major Garrett.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said while the law was being debated, if you like your plan, you can keep it. You said after the law was implemented or signed, if you like your plan, you can keep it. Americans believed you, sir, when you said that to them over and over. Do you not believe, sir, the American people deserve a deeper, more transparent accountability from you as to why you said that over and over when your own statistic published in the Federal Register alerted your policy staff, and I presume you, the fact that millions of Americans would, in fact, probably fall into the very gap you're trying to administratively fix now? That's one question. Second question. You were informed, or several people in this building were informed, 2 weeks before the launch of the website that it was failing the most basic tests internally. And yet a decision was made to launch the website on October 1st. Did you, sir, make that test? And if so, did you regret that?
Okay, on the website, I was not informed directly that the website would not be working as the way it was supposed to. Had I been informed, I wouldn't be going out saying, boy, this is going to be great. You know, I'm accused of a lot of things, but I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity a week before the website opens if I thought that it wasn't going to work.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now. Now.
Shipmates, welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where if you like your freedom, you can keep your freedom. I am your captain of freedom, your captain of truth. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. Give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. But don't be rude. Don't cuss. Don't try to act like a liberal jerk that you'll look at with your friends. Now let's call up a blogger over here and let's desperately give it to him. You're an idiot. So stay at home, shove another bag of Cheetos down your gullet, and just stay away from any kind of conversation because you're obviously not intelligent enough to have a conversation. Well, folks, the fix is in, and the fix is going to be worse. You cannot fix this. One, you've got states that are simply, they're not going to reinstate policies. You can't rewrite the law. You can't impose any part of the law that you want to impose and not impose, or not implement, I should say, those parts of the law that you don't want to implement. You can't pick and choose what parts of the law you will cover. Or what parts of the law you will follow. So what happens if a cop, arrests me for something? I can say, well, the president, he didn't follow law, so why should I have to? I only have to follow half of the law. Do you think that's going to hold up in court? No. So how can he get away with this? Well, it's because of people like you that allow him to get away with it, because you are the one who voted for him! Twice! He's up there giving this phony, weak, pitiful, lame-ass apologies and excuses. It's never his fault. I didn't know. Well, why? Nobody told me. I didn't know nothing. I'm upstairs eating dinner with Michelle, you know. I'm out on the golf course, you know. I'm playing basketball with Jay-Z. I mean, nobody told me nothing. How am I at fault here? When all my advisors, they don't tell me anything, how can that be my fault? Well, it is your fault, because you are the commander-in-chief, and if you can't get any more incompetent people on your advisory staff than what you have, Valerie Jarrett, you need to get rid of them. That's your job, Mr. President. You are the commander-in-chief. You are the president of the United States. You must, not can or may, but you must get people in your administration that is not only going to be competent, but that are going to inform you. When I was in the Navy, if a captain ran his ship aground, whether he had anything to do with it at all, could be in the middle of the night, he's sleeping. You got the navigator up there and he runs the ship aground because he wasn't paying attention. Who's at fault with that? Well, it's the captain. He loses his command. He no longer has his ship. More than likely, they're going to force an early retirement out of it. That's happened before, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen again. Even though the captain had nothing to do with it, he was in bed sleeping. He was not aware. Nobody informed him. Nobody woke him up and informed him that the ship was about to run aground. But yet, he is responsible. Well, that's the same thing that's going on here. Mr. Obama, you are 100% responsible. Your apology was not an apology. It was pathetic. It was insulting. And now you come out here with some cockamamie fix that, I mean, I don't know how deep you had to shove your hand up your ass to pull that out of. I mean, I don't know if it went just to the elbow or if you had to go all the way up to the collarbone. But nevertheless, sir, that was a pitiful, pitiful, pitiful display that you gave to the reporters yesterday. That was a pitiful, pitiful display that you gave to the American people yesterday. That was a pitiful, pitiful display which you gave to the world yesterday, Mr. President. The world was watching. You are an embarrassment. You embarrassed this entire country. You looked weak. You looked out of control. You looked like you had no idea what you were doing. You are overwhelmed. This job was not for you. We don't have kings in the United States. We have presidents, which means that you can't pick and choose what parts of laws that you want to implement, what parts of laws that you want to follow. You can't pick and choose what parts of the Constitution you want to get rid of and what parts you want to keep and what parts you want to change and expand. You don't have the power to do that. But yet, what does he do? Well, he single-handedly just rewrote the entire law. Oh, I'll allow this, I'll let this, and I'll let that. But wait a minute, he doesn't have the power to allow anything. Don't we have a Congress? Now, I'm holding the Constitution in my hand here, and, well, I'm looking at the legislative branch, which is Article 1, which is the first article for you liberals who, well, may not know that. And it is, the Congress's responsibility, the only responsibility for passing legislation is through Congress. The president can't do it. Unfortunately, the EPA thinks that they can, and they have. Well, they need to stop. this president, this administration, from top to bottom. And all these people that are out here now they're jumping on the bandwagon again. They're really going to double down and support the president because they don't want to admit that they screwed up. No matter how many Americans are losing their livelihoods, how many Americans are losing their health care, their doctors. Somebody gets cancer now, they can't go to a hospital that's close by. They now have to travel 100 and some odd miles. Can't afford the gas because they're out of job. Or they've got 29 hours versus 40. I don't think anybody in this administration, I don't think there's one Democrat in this entire goddamn country that understands the full magnitude of this situation. Exactly what really happened here. And you cannot be naive enough to think that this is not going to hurt the solvency and the sovereignty of this country. You cannot be, as the president would say, that stupid. Well, Mr. President, you are that stupid. Not for nothing, but you are. Either that or you're very devious. One or the other. This excuse that you had no idea that this was going on because nobody informed you? Whoa, now wait a minute. First of all, they shouldn't have to inform you. You should have been engaged, properly engaged. You should have been asking. This is your key legislation. This is your legacy. This is what's going to get you on the speaking circuits. You'll go out and give speeches. You're going to be able to write books, make millions of dollars. And you can't pay attention to your signature piece of legislation, your legacy. You can't pay attention. You don't have to micromanage it. Why can't you simply go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, how are things going? You know, having any problems? Everything's running smooth? Oh, it is. It's running smooth. It's running great. Great. Go ahead and show me. Let me see it. This is my signature plan. I want to see how this is working. Show it to me. Well, Mr. President, we don't have a system up right now. It's down for repairs. But we're cleaning things out. We're working on some bugs. The bill itself can't work, just the way it's written. It can't work. You were told, I'm sorry, any liberal who did not hear and did not know that this law would not work, you weren't paying attention. You weren't listening. You're the ones that need to suffer, not us. We shouldn't have to suffer for your stupidity, your incompetence, your lack of paying attention. Attention to detail. So all you got to do is simply shut the yap and pay attention. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. It's not difficult. You don't get hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. You don't bleed. It doesn't give you a disease. It doesn't make you feel ill. It doesn't give you a headache either. It's easy. All you got to do is pay attention. So on Thursday, King Barack Insane Obama announced that he would allow, well, because he's got the power. He won an election. So he can allow people to do what he wants. I allow you to do it. Oh, really? You allow me? Oh, I thought the Constitution allowed me freedoms. But that's not true. I got to wait for you to allot me the freedoms that you deem that are worthy for me. Because see, you know better than me. I don't know my body. I don't know my doctor. I don't know my health care plan. But Obama does. He knows it better than me. That plan that I have, that I had everything, oh, it's great, wonderful. These people had Cadillac plans. And this excuse that, well, we didn't put it in the law that the insurance companies had to do this. Yeah, you did. If they changed their plan, $5 plan was to be canceled. That was written in the bill. That was written right there. You can't deny that. They're doing everything they can. I mean, doubling down on stupid is one thing, but I mean, this is, So the president now will allow, but not require, So, in other words, well, if you got screwed, well, you're still screwed. And those that haven't been screwed, you will get screwed. This is not a fix. This is going to compound the problem. It's only going to make it worse. It's not going to make it better. This entire bill needs to be scrapped. They can't even build a website. Donald Trump, which, you know, say what you want, love him, hate him, whatever, but he did make a really good, you know, some points last night on Greta that he's like, well, why didn't they just go to Google or Microsoft or some of these big companies that would have probably done the website for free? And you've got all these people out there saying $1 million. I mean, $1 million would have been much more excessive than what was really needed to build a website. $600 million in 3 years to build a website? It doesn't take you 3 years to build a website. You do not have to be an IT expert to know that it does not take 3 years to build a website. Sorry, it just doesn't. It doesn't take that long to build a website. I designed my own website. Yeah, it was through GoDaddy. Most of the stuff was already there. I just got to pick and choose. But they didn't spend 3 years and over $600 million to build a website that builds websites. Pretty sure they didn't. If anybody has $600 million just to blow on building a website, they're not going to be in business. Hello? So the king will now allow but not require insurance companies to extend existing policies for a year as long as they notified customers that their benefits might be dismissed with the current plans, and that the alternate policies might be available to them. Might be available to them. There's not going to be available to you. You're screwed. You're going to stay screwed, and you're only going to get screwed more. So, welcome to Hope and Change. I hope you're happy. The rest of the country's not. But you robots sure are. Boy, Still can't get it. You just can't admit that you were wrong. That goes into integrity. If you can't admit that you're wrong, that's not an adult. An adult admits that they're wrong, especially, well, after they've been proven wrong. And when I say proven, I mean actual physical, concrete proof, overwhelming proof, undeniable proof, but they still won't admit it. Now, how can you call somebody like that as somebody with integrity? It's somebody with no integrity. But you people buy it. Why? All you people in Virginia, I mean, yeah, I know there was a lot that were catching up and finally turning on the light towards the end, but the ones that didn't turn the light on before you entered the room, do you have a valid reason? I mean, is there some kind of logic behind your madness? I mean, explain it to the rest of us here, because we don't get it. We can't understand how you people can't understand that you're an idiot. The White House says it will try to keep prices down through an existing program, which means they're going to do everything they can to raise the prices. That could provide companies financial assistance. So, in other words, more subsidies, which means higher taxes. Yeah, this plan is working out great. According to Harry Reid, everybody loves. They just can't wait to pay more. I mean, they're banging down my door. They're ringing my phone off the hook. Yeah, Mr. Reid. Yeah, I want to pay more money. I'm dying over here. I want to pay more money. Who do I fill the check out to? Do I fill it out to you, or do I fill it out to the king himself? How can you be so delusional, Mr. Reid? I mean, but not only that, how can you be so insulting to the American people to think that we would believe you? That's insulting. I'm sorry. I don't find you good people, Mr. Reid. I find you a creep. I find people like you bad people. Not good people. I find you bad people. It is overwhelming of the bad things that you have done, not only to the country's solvency, but to the American people, the flesh and blood, the real people. People with a heart. They're alive. But do you care? No. Why should you? You don't have any integrity. Why the hell should you give a damn? That makes you a creep. But Obama was limited in what he could do without approval from his often unfriendly, inactive Congress. Acknowledged that his administrative fix might not solve the problem and that the lawmakers may still have to act. Yeah, lawmakers do have to act. Repeal the bill. That's how they act. Republican-led House of Representatives and Democratic-controlled Senate are considering bills that would allow people to keep their plans. Well, those bills are even worse than this with the president. I mean, there's no difference. These are lateral moves. All three of these so-called fixes, the one in the House and then Mary Landrieu, her fix is not a fix. That's number one. And number two, this fix is only good for a year. So all this pain and all this misery that you're suffering through right now, well, if the insurance company will take you back, they're just going to cancel you again next year. So what is the point? What is the fix? Where's the fix? Where's the weenie? Where's the fix in here? Not a fix. There's another word that begins with F, which I screwed up and said yesterday, and I apologize again. Hopefully it will not happen again. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that it doesn't. So insurance companies already have devised plans for next year. They received the necessary approval from the states and began to sell the policies. They aren't required to continue to offer their existing policies, and state insurance commissions aren't required to approve those 2013 plans. Changing the rules after health care plans have already met the requirements of the law could destabilize the market and result in higher premiums for customers. Karen Ignagni, I guess is how you pronounce it, the president and CEO of America's Health Insurance Plans, which represents the industry. So here she is, the CEO of America's Health Insurance Plans, which represents the entire industry, says that's not going to do any good. It's only going to make the plans even higher. Why is this president so concerned, spent so much time and effort and resources on making people poor, taking more money out of their pocket? What is the country gaining by all these extra funds? Well, we got a $600 million website that doesn't work. We had a $1 trillion stimulus package that offered no jobs. That money was gone. I mean, is that why you need more money, so you can just burn it? Why don't you start burning your own money first, Mr. President, and then when you're out, then come back to us. Ask us if we'll give you some. Lead by example and burn your own money first. That's what you need to do. Washington State's insurance commissioner, Mike Creidler, announced Thursday that he won't allow insurers to expand their policies. Oh, state of Washington is saying nope. And they're big liberal, too. Oh, they're big blue state. I know, because I grew up there. Saying that Washington's state-based exchange was up and running and successful, enrolling thousands of consumers. No, you weren't. The numbers are in, and you're not. So here the president is explaining to Major Garrett, that he was completely unaware of any of the problem.
And yet a decision was made to launch the website on October 1st. Did you, sir, make that test? And if so, did you regret that?
Okay, on the website, I was not informed directly that the website would not be working as the way it was supposed to. Had I been informed, I wouldn't be going out saying, boy, this is going to be great. I'm accused of a lot of things, but I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity a week before the website opens if I thought that it wasn't going to work.
You should have made sure that it was going to work before you went out and said it. I mean, how can you be so inept and so incompetent? You had no idea that none of this was happening? How do you expect intelligent people to buy that? I don't buy that for one moment. This constant beating of the drum, I didn't know nonsense. It's got to stop. I know we got a few porters up there that are kind of getting a little grumpy over it, and, you know, getting a little under their craw. But when it comes down to it, they're never going to side with the Republicans. They're always going to side with Obama. And at the end of the day, they're still going to be the same obots that they've always been. They're not going to see the light. Yeah, they're being affected, but they still don't see the light. They don't want to, because if they see the light, well, might hurt their eyes. They might actually experience freedom. There I go again with that F word. Oh, my, put another quarter in the cuss jar. Constitution, yeah, I said the C word. Yeah, got to put a couple of dollars in for that one. I mean, this weak, lame-ass, pitiful, just disgusting, repugnant, vile excuses coming out of this administration from top to bottom. I mean, it's getting a little old. Rather boring, I might add, too. I'm not stupid enough. I'm not stupid enough to go out there and say it's like shopping on Amazon if I didn't know it was going to work. Well, obviously you were stupid enough because you didn't make sure it worked before you went out there and told everybody that it did work. And they were going to get lower premiums. They were going to keep their doctors and their plans. Was there one thing in this entire bill from the very beginning up until now that has been truthful? Is there anything truthful in the bill? I read it. There's not much truth in it. There's not much good in it. But all of us on the right, we were racists and haters and misogynists and homophobes. So you didn't want to listen to us when we told you that this exact same thing that's happening now, it was going to happen. But we're the haters. We're the racists. What do we know? What do we know? Well, obviously we know a hell of a lot more than you, because we were right and you are still wrong. And you have to come to grips with that, liberals. I'm sorry, I don't care, Democrat, liberal, whatever. You supported this crap. You have to come to the realization to yourself. Stop lying to us, because you're not lying to us, because we know the truth. You're not lying to us, you're lying to yourself. And that's the worst lie that anybody could ever tell, is the one that they tell themselves. And that's the lie that you're telling yourself. So you need to just look in the mirror. And that face that you see in that mirror, that's the problem. You need to tell yourself that you were the problem. You are sorry for what you did. And you are going to start listening from now on rather than just start criticizing. Especially criticizing things that you don't understand. Because you haven't taken the time to research it, to figure it out, to understand it. You'd rather just blame Republicans, because it's never a Democrat's fault. And now you have Zeke Emanuel on with Megyn Kelly the other night. Listen to this. This is who the Democrats, and I'm surprised that this hasn't come out earlier, but it's just starting, and something tells me that there's a lot of liberals that when they hear one person come up with what they consider is a substantial argument, which none of them are. I've yet to hear a substantial argument out of a Democrat. I just haven't. Not one. I have yet to hear a substantial argument from a Democrat. So instead of admitting that it was them that screwed up, because, you know, all the Republicans wrote the health care bill. They wouldn't allow any Democrats in any of the decision-making. They wouldn't allow the Democrats to even vote. It was all Republicans. Republicans took over that bill, and they constructed it. They screwed it up. They did it on purpose. The Tea Party. So according to Zeke Emanuel, it's because of Fox News dare to criticize the health care bill. This is why, and there's more to it. Listen to this guy. Listen to this. Listen to the excuse. And now you're going to hear this time and time again. It's only going to get louder and louder and louder. This is what the new, the latest off-the-shelf, straight off the assembly line excuse that's coming down the pike. Go ahead, Zeke. Cut number one. Go.
Doing it. Remember, this was not an environment which was hospitable to setting up the exchanges.
I know.
Your colleagues were constantly criticizing, trying to underfund it,
and trying to make sure it didn't work. A lot of that criticism proved true, unfortunately.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're going to try to do everything we can to make it fail, and then when it fails, we're going to say, oh, why did it fail?
I don't think Fox News had anything to do with the rollout of healthcare.gov. As far as I know, we didn't touch that website. But listen, I want to talk to you about this. You were constantly attacking the law and trying to make it underfunded. It was all our fault.
Did he just say that Fox News was trying to underfund it? He's a doctor. He's got to be smarter than this. I mean, you have to be smarter than this, Zeke. First of all, you have to be smarter than this to think that we're not going to catch you on this. How can you come out here and blame Fox News tries to underfund it? Wait a minute. I'm going to grab the Constitution here again. Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 4, 5, 6. Huh. I don't see any article here. I don't see one article in this entire Constitution. I guess Article 8, Fox News. Huh. They have the right to underfund any act, any bill, any law, any legislation they want. Fox News, you know that? Fox News can now, they can go in and underfund piece of spending legislation that they want to. I wonder how they got that. I wonder how they got that power. I'm still thinking that Congress has that power, but I mean, that's just me, that, you know, Mr. Ignorant over here. I don't know anything. Fox News tried to underfund it? What are you talking about? Underfund what? Republicans had nothing to do with this. Because they dare to criticize the law? How does criticism make the website crash? How does criticism make the bill not work? How does criticism policies canceled? How does that happen? Well, according to Zeke Manuel, it's easy, simple. So now we finally hear from Fancy Nancy Pelosi on the fumbling of Obamacare. Do you think she apologized like the president? Oh, no. Fancy Nancy wouldn't do that. Ah, she doubled down on stupid once again. I mean, this girl is on stupid overdrive. Unbelievable. In a news conference Thursday, after a meeting with White House officials, the top four Democrats said they will not apologize for that promise. Instead, defending the language of the Affordable Care Act, their prize legislation. How can you possibly get to that point where you simply cannot acknowledge failure? It reminds me of that night on Monty Python, Holy Grail. Anybody remember that movie? Monty Python's Holy Grail, In Search for the Holy Grail. Remember they try to come up to that bridge? I believe it's King Arthur. And he wants to cross this bridge over a creek, and the knight won't let him. So they fight. He cuts off his arms, cuts off his legs. And the knight keeps fighting, no matter what. No matter how many times he gets a limb cut off, he's still fighting. And at the end, after he's got no arms and no legs, he's screaming, "I'm going to bite your kneecaps off." That's the Democrats. That's these Democrats now. They're that knight on Monty Python's In Search of the Holy Grail. That's the Democrats. That's who these people are. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who shepherded Obamacare through the House as Speaker, said Obama was very gracious. Have you noticed how this woman just loves to suck up to the president? I'm wondering if there's got to be something there. I don't think they'd be having an affair. But I think it's something else. I think maybe she wants a job, or maybe he's got something on her, and she doesn't want him to, well, spill the beans. Other than that, I can't figure it out unless she's – I mean, we already know she's an idiot. I mean, that's – I mean, come on. You know. That, you don't need you don't need a lot of information on this woman to realize that she's an idiot. Just listen to her speak. Mrs. Gump said it best. Stupid is as stupid does. Miss Pelosi, you are stupid because of the things that you say and the things that you do. Stupid is as stupid does. Obama was very gracious in making that apology. Words in the context of the law were absolutely precise. Boy, she just will not give up, will she? There's nothing in the Affordable Care Act that says that your insurance company should cancel you. Yes, there is. If you change your plan $5, you are immediately canceled. That's in the bill, Ms. Pelosi. Didn't you say that you had to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it? Well, you passed the bill. Could you please find out what's in it? That's not what the Affordable Care Act is, she says. It simply didn't happen. Yeah, it did happen. What, I mean, how? And now here I am, bitching, pissing, and moaning about somebody who flat refuses to acknowledge the truth. I mean, it's kind of counterproductive and tedious, but, I mean, my God, we got to know what these people, these are our so-called leaders, we got to know what these people are up to. I mean, this is, you know, some cases, you know, I understand where Glenn Beck is coming from, and I can understand why the guy cries. I feel like crying sometimes. It's like watching your dog, you know, your best friend, you're watching your dog slowly die. Well, that's what's happening here. Only the dog's not slowly dying. I mean, he's rapidly dying, but he's suffering. That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like with these people. I feel like watching my country, my dog, laying there. I've got pillows all set up for him, you know, trying to give him as much water and food and pet him. But he's suffering. He's dying. And there's nothing I can do to help. Sometimes that's how I feel. I want to do more to help. Well, I have been doing my part. I've been voting. Well, is that enough? No. But we got to get out there. We got to talk to each other. We got to communicate, not just talk. Don't talk. Give them the truth. The truth will set you free. There I go again with that F word. Damn it. She continued on. Oh, God almighty, is this story going to end already? That she did not make a similar statement to her constituents. I'm not going to apologize to my constituents. Why should I? Noting that she would have if I ever met anybody that liked his or her plan, but that was not my experience because you haven't been talking to your people. Ms. Pelosi, you don't talk to the little people. You're pathetic. Stop. Stop with the lies. Just stop talking. If you can't stop lying, just stop talking. House Minority Whip, this jackwagon, Steny Hoyer, said at the time that the statement was made, it was accurate, sure, yes. The problems with the messaging came when people interrupted Obama's comments or interpreted Obama's comments expansively. What? You understand that if you had a policy on the day that the bill was adopted, you got to keep it. Really? Hmm. Now you didn't get to keep it if the insurance companies didn't want to offer it to you. But, see, the insurance companies did want to offer it to them, but Mr. Hoyer, the bill itself said that if the plans change $5, and plans change all the time, so $5 is nothing. If it changes $5, it goes down $5, you still lose your plan. But you can get that free abortion. That's all this is about. Those subpar plans, free contraception and free abortion. That's all this is about. I don't understand this infatuation with liberals with killing their babies, man. It's sick. All you liberals out there that promote this abortion, you need to witness an abortion. You need to go to an abortion clinic and you need to see how they are performed. I guarantee you, you won't be back beating the drum and praising abortions. Teaching these young girls about what an abortion really is. These girls don't know. And now they got states. They tried to get it where they had to get a sonogram and the doctor had to explain what it was. Well, these states said, no, you can't do that. That's too much stress on the mother. See, the mother wants to kill the baby, but the mother doesn't want to have it in her mind that that's an actual human being living in there. So you as a doctor, you can't tell the mother here. Well, she's not the mother yet. You can't tell the pregnant woman here about what is growing inside her. You can't tell her about there's a heartbeat. You can't tell her that the baby is moving and kicking. You can't tell her the baby is breathing, is living, is growing, is maturing. You can't say that to her because then she won't have any abortion. Yeah, that's kind of the point. Abortion should not be birth control. Abortion shouldn't even be, period. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I can't do anything to change the law. It is the law. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. I think just because it's legal doesn't mean that you have to do it. Alcohol is legal, but it doesn't mean you have to turn yourself into an alcoholic. So now alcohol is legal. Now I got to become an alcoholic because it's legal. I mean, what the frig? God almighty, you liberals, do you ever listen to yourselves? You know, I know you don't listen to us, but Christ almighty, listen to yourself speak. Get a tape recorder, and the next time you come up with this pile of nonsense that you people come up with, which all you have to do is speak, and it's nonsense. It's just sputum. Tape record yourself, and then play it over again and listen to yourself. I guarantee you won't recognize a voice. You won't recognize who that is. You will not recognize the words that came out of your fat mouths, ignorant mouths, dangerous mouths. You people are absolutely pathetic. All right, let me go a little bit long here. Let me open up the treasure chest here. We got a lot to cover and a very short time to do it in. Republicans to file articles of impeachment against Attorney General Eric Holder. That's about freaking time. Uh-oh, Al-Qaeda-linked rebels apologizes for mistakenly beheading a fellow fighter. Oh. See, Nance? Huh, Miss Fancy Nancy? Al-Qaeda can apologize for chopping off one of their boys' heads, but you can't apologize for destroying people's lives? And you haven't even got to everybody yet. There's still a lot more Americans about to lose their lives. And you can't apologize? I mean, Al-Qaeda can even apologize. Why can't Nancy Pelosi? More Obama's healthcare navigators caught on video. Oh, my God. They've already suspended a couple of them. Or one of, they fired one and suspended another. No, fire everybody. I mean, starting with the manager or the supervisor, whoever's in charge. If you really want to go down that road, I mean, everybody in this entire administration needs to be fired. I mean, that'll never happen, but... And now Bill Maher, this is Boston on the Boston Red Sox. I got this. I mean, this is just, you know... All right. I didn't want to get into this right away, but I'm running out of time. Hopefully my brother's sober enough this morning. He can give us a call. We can do some football picks. So let me see if I got this. Let's listen to this is Bill Maher on his communist little HBO program that he has, and Anthony Weiner. You're going to hear Anthony selfie pervert Weiner say something at the comment at the end. It's kind of telling. I mean, if even well, I'm not going to premise it anymore. I'm going to let you listen to this is your friend Bill Maher, the communist. Go ahead and go.
so, you know, the Red Sox won the World Series. Congratulations, Red Sox. Okay, so the parade, you know, they go to the place where the marathon bombing took place, and they put the World Series statue there, and they sing God Bless America, and they say Boston Strong, and they chant USA. You know, it was, again, a bad day. Three people died. That's terrible. More were maimed. That's horrible. But unfortunately, that happens every day in car accidents and everything else. I mean, your city was not leveled by Godzilla.
I know.
You know, you... you
You hear that? It was a nice moment. What is wrong with you? That's Anthony Weiner. Anthony, selfie pervert Weiner. That's Anthony Weiner saying, it was a nice moment. What the hell is wrong with you? Yeah, Mr. Marv, what the hell is wrong with you? I hate the Red Sox, but I would never make a comment like that. I can't stand when the Red Sox win. I hate them. I'm not a Red Sox fan. But what? They won the World Series. You have to tip your hat. You have to give them a congratulations. Whether you hate the team or not, they won. They're the best team in Major League Baseball until they are defeated next year. You don't make comments like that. Your city wasn't... was it destroyed by Godzilla? And plus, they only lost three lives. Only three people died in that. It's not like Benghazi, who had four. So, I mean, why are you people overreacting? You're putting the trophy down there on the finish line and chanting Boston Strong? I mean, it's pathetic. It's just, it's anything to take away Americana. That's what this is all about. That's Bill Maher. He's a communist. Anything that he can do to take away Americana from America, these people are going to do. Why people tune into somebody like that, that says more about them than it says about Bill Maher. And that's saying a lot because there's a hell of a lot to say about Mr. Maher. First of all, I remember you in the 80s. You were not a funny comedian. You're still not funny. Your stupid politically incorrect show was not politically incorrect. It was boring. It was insipidously irrelevant to any issue facing the country, just like you are here. Everything about you is insipidously irrelevant, Mr. Maher. Comments like that, that's pathetic. You owe the entire country an apology for that one, not just Boston, not just the Red Sox. You owe the country an apology for that one. But you have no integrity, so you will not. You, like the rest of them, are what is known as a creep. Now, what the hell else have we got in here? Good God. Republicans, this is from The Blaze. You know who The Blaze is? That's Glenn Beck. I'm still a little bit, you know, I kind of knew that Glenn Beck was going to have to go out on his own because Fox really is nowhere near as conservative as it should be. And Glenn Beck was a threat. Glenn Beck is he's a very intelligent man. Yeah, he covers so much. He's like a college professor when they're just cramming down all this information, those lectures that they have, and they don't stop to breathe, most of them. They just talk, and they're writing all this crap on the board and going nuts. They're throwing all this stuff at you at once, man, and you got to really pay attention. You got to focus. Well, that's what he's like. Sometimes you got to watch it two or three times, but that's good. He's giving out real information. This guy is our best investigative reporter that we have in this country, and he's not even a reporter. Is that a journalist? Glenn Beck does great work for this country. News, you screwed up by getting rid of him. But Mr. Beck is making out. He's got the last laugh. So whether you like him or not, just listen to him. And he tells you, try to prove me wrong. You can't. We need people like this. There's a lot of people in doing this kind of stuff. Whether you're on an underwear blogger like me or whether you're on a radio or have your own television show or whatever, the more that we have out there, the more of us actually talking to people out there, the more of us actually getting our message out there, the better off we're going to be. They get their message out. The Democrats, they don't have any trouble. They got Hollywood. They got the music industry. They got television. Magazines, newspapers, and we got Fox. Yeah, we got talk radio. But we need more than that. And people love talk radio. I love talk radio. I've always loved talk radio. I like to talk. But we need more people. We need more people out there that are not afraid to tell the truth. And if it means you're going to have to step on somebody's toes and embarrass them, then fine. So be it. Maybe if they hadn't done the stupid thing that they did, they wouldn't be embarrassed because you stepped on their toes. We have to take responsibility for our own actions. Whether they're right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, you have to take responsibility. Especially if it turns bad, turns sour, ends up failing. I would gain some respect for the man if he came out and said, just let it all out. I screwed up. This is a mess. It doesn't work. It's destroying American lives, livelihoods. It's destroying Americana. I cannot do that anymore. I cannot go to sleep. I cannot go have dinner with my fat wife anymore until I solve this problem. So we're going to take Obamacare and we're going to scrap it. We're going to take it out to the Rose Garden. We're going to set the son of a bitch on fire. I would have respect for you, Mr. Obama. I'd never vote for you, but I would have respect for you. And respect goes a long way in this world. Respect goes a long way. Long way in this world. So let's get back. This is from The Blaze. Republicans to file articles of impeachment against Attorney General Eric Holder. Representative Pete Olson from Texas told CQ Roll Call that he plans to formally introduce the charges on Thursday, which is, well, yesterday. Olson has reportedly gained the support of at least 10 other Republicans. You know, and Glenn Beck, and I watched it yesterday, and he made a very important point, and I came to that first conclusion, too. I was reading this, and it went 10. Go, wait a minute, 10? 10? That number seems a little low. You know what I mean? I mean, 10? After all that this guy has done, we only get 10 Republicans? So let's read some excerpts. Of the Articles of Impeachment. Article 1 of the impeachment proceedings claims that Holder engaged in a pattern of conduct incompatible with the trust and confidence placed in him. Really? No. By refusing to comply with a subpoena issued by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for documents related to a legitimate congressional investigation into Operation Fast and Furious. You remember that? Remember that Fast and Furious? I know it's a long time ago. It was even longer than Benghazi. I mean, it was so long ago. It was in his first term. It was the first week of his first term. I mean, I said, that's past tense. Oh, God. I mean, we don't have time to go back that far. Well, I'm sure that Brian Terry, you remember him? Yeah, that was the Border Patrol agent that lost his life because you put the hands... Or you put guns in the hands of drug cartels? Did we get an apology from the president for that? No, we didn't get an apology from that. Wonder what his mom thinks. Article 2 of the proceedings charges that Holder violated his oath of office by refusing to enforce certain laws that the Obama administration, for various reasons, decided not to enforce, including the Defense of Marriage Act, which the administration deemed unconstitutional. Which, whatever with that. But the fact is the guy just simply hasn't been doing his job, which, according to Obama, yes, he has been doing his job. According to Liberalville, If you live in Liberalville, Eric Holder is doing his job. Barack Obama is doing his job. Nancy Pelosi is doing her job. Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz is doing her job. But to the American people, who are not stupid, who are intelligent, who know better, you are not doing your job. Article 3. Also charges that Holder violated his oath of office, this time by refusing to prosecute individuals involved in the Internal Revenue Service scandal. Uh-oh. How about Benghazi? Where's Benghazi at? How come they didn't have Benghazi in there? He should have filed, he should have prosecuted the president and the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense. Those are the people that need to be prosecuted. They're the ones that went upstairs to eat dinner with his wife, go to sleep early because he has a big campaign deal in Vegas the next day. Secretary of State, Hillary Hitman Clinton, who's inept and incompetent, and I'm sorry, don't give me this nonsense that she's so intelligent, because she's not. The woman is incompetent. She has not been successful at one thing that she's ever done. She has no accomplishments. She has nothing on her resume other than her husband's name, and that's it. The woman is not that intelligent, and she is incompetent. You think Obama's bad? This woman would be twice as worse. We don't need to go down any more of this. So finally, Article 4 claims that Holder provided false testimony to the House Judiciary Committee regarding the potential prosecution of a member of the news media, Fox News correspondent James Rosen, under the Espionage Act. Yeah. Al-Qaeda link rebels apologizes for mistakenly beheading a fellow fighter. Oh. Radical anti-government fighters in Syria mistakenly beheaded a wounded fellow rebel soldier after assuming he was a supporter of President Bashar al-Assad. A separate online video showed a gruesome display of radical fighters holding what appeared to be the victim's head. After the beheading earlier this week, the victim was determined to be Mohammed Faris, an anti-government fighter who wounded in clashes against the Syrian army earlier. And on Thursday, an online statement from a spokesman for the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant ISIS, whose fighters apparently carried out the beheading of Faris. They called for forgiveness for the killers and asked for restraint and piety from anti-government supporters. We call on God to accept Mohammed Faris into his kingdom and to forgive his brothers that sought to rid us of the enemies of God and our enemies. Well, maybe if you had to cut the son of a bitch's head off, maybe you wouldn't have to apologize to God, and hopefully this guy gets into your little kingdom and gets the 72 virgins. Maybe if you guys stopped cutting people's heads off and actually tried to have a goddamn conversation with somebody once in a while, maybe you might find out, well, people might be a little more friendly to you. You might end up being friendly to them. You might end up making a friend. Or you may end up just staying on your side of the pond. Let us stay on the other side of the pond. You don't go to us, we don't go to you. We live happily ever after. But no, we got to start killing people. Because why? Well, they're Americans. Damn it. It says right there in the Quran, must kill Americans. All right. One fired, three suspended after undercover health care video. Well, we talked a little bit about that the other day. Well, now there's another video, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be even more. So the Urban League of Greater Dallas fired one person and suspended three others after a video from conservative activists reportedly showed the workers encouraging health care applicants to lie. No, they don't do that. No. The Urban League said in a statement on Tuesday, it does not condone nor would ever sanction misleading the public of any individual who seeks or assistance by any issue. And particularly in this case, an issue as critical as a health care. Really? Why is it so rampant? Huh. The Urban League said that the person fired was a part-time receptionist trainee who was not authorized to speak on behalf of the Urban League or act as a navigator. And what the frig were you doing there? The Urban League also called for the unedited video. I know my brother's on the other line. Kurt, hold on. Hold your water. I'm going to get you here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to get into some NFL picks because I've had about enough of this politics today. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this entire administration. I'm sick of everything. I want to do something American. I want to talk football. The Urban League also called for the unedited video of the incidents to be released. It said the undercover applicants were told that the people they were speaking to were navigators in training, and the full context of these comments is not reflected in the video. Well, after we get done with my brother here in the NFL picks, we're going to find out, and we're going to hear for ourselves, and you can make the call. Are these navigators really being taken out of context, or are they genuinely telling you to lie to the government? So we're going to find that out. So, further ado, now this happens every Friday. Make sure you tune in. The last hour of every Friday, we do NFL picks with my brother, Kurt. So, without further ado, let's get him on the horn. Good morning, sunshine. Are you awake?
Eek. I told you.
I told you. Hey, look, I've got some football news here. So let me get into this. I don't want to lose my place with other stuff. But we got some incognito. We got some breaking incognito news. I'm going to cover this real quick.
Good. I haven't heard.
Well, the Miami Dolphins, see, this plot keeps Kurt, this whole thing, and it keeps twisting and turning, and I know you've heard different stuff, and when this is all said and done, Kurt, I mean, it's going to be a mess. So anyway, Miami Dolphins guard Richie Incognito has filed a non-football injury grievance against the Miami Dolphins, challenging its status as indefinitely suspended for misconduct. Are a conduct detrimental to the team. So under Article 42 of the collective bargaining agreement, they can only be suspended for four games plus another game check, which would amount to $1,276,470.59. So under the labor agreement, all non-football injury grievances must be heard by a neutral arbiter. So Incognito has requested an expedited hearing. So Incognito, he's saying, hey, look, man, I want to get this going. I want to do it now. And Martin, who was supposed to have a meeting with Ted Wells, the independent investigator assigned by the NFL, he's supposed to meet with Dolphins officials, but the NFL scrapped the meeting. They said, no, we're going to put it on hold. And my take on this is that the NFL is finding out that this Martin – might have exaggerated all of this stuff because for whatever reason he's mentally, I know he's suffering some kind of MTSB or whatever the hell it is, post-traumatic stress syndrome or whatever he's got. So I think that's what the NFL is saying. That's why they scrapped this meeting. So my prediction, Incognito gets reinstated and gets all of his money back, and then he's going to be on another team next year or as soon as his contract is up. So
I wouldn't want to go back to the Dolphins if I was him.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't either.
Request, you know, I'll finish the season maybe, but get me out of here, huh?
Yeah.
Mess with this crap.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He goes out there and befriends this guy, takes him under his wing. I mean, and then for this guy to turn on him like that and blame Richie, I mean, it just, yeah, Incognito is a dirty player, but that's part of football. You need a couple of dirty players, you know what I mean? So.
Absolutely. I think the political correctness of this is stupid.
Well, there is a push. Exactly. Well, there is a push out there amongst Democrats for whatever reason, because see, anytime anything is American, they just have to destroy anything that's Americana. Well, football is just as American as baseball and hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. So they're doing everything they can. Oh, it's violent. Oh, it's violent. Somebody gets hurt. So now you've got this obnoxious Bob Costas, which I wish would have retired when I was a kid. I've never liked him. I can't stand him. He's a wiener. He's a brat.
What did that monkey do? Mentioned it yesterday. What did he do?
Well, this is what he said. He's on a podcast in New York. It's called Slate.com. Slate.com. I don't know who the broadcasters were, but it's a broadcast kind of like what we're on here right now. It's not Blog Talk Radio, but in any event, there was a caller that called in and asked Bob Costas if they should let their children play football. Now, I don't have it on audio because I couldn't find it anywhere that I could download it. So I'm going to read it to you. It's real brief, and then I want to get your take on. You tell me of your opinions on Bob Costas. So here he is. He says, and I quote, "I tell them no. I know that's going to go viral tomorrow. I might, and you know what? I know many, many thoughtful people who have been involved in football their entire lives, coaches, players, who believe that the stereotype of what we've got are what we've got or think we've got coming out of the Dolphins locker room, very thoughtful people, where football will shape their lives in a positive way. So I'm not going to paint everyone in a broad brush, even though he just did." So now he goes on. Here's the kicker. This is why this guy just has to retire. "Maybe the better answer is be advised of the extreme dangers. Know what you're getting into." Hey, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say let them crash. No, he
let them crash.
So he says, "Be advised of the extreme dangers. Know what you're getting into. But let me put this in this way. If it were my son and he was 13 years old and had responsible or a reasonable athletic ability, I would encourage him to play baseball or to play basketball or to play soccer or something other than football." Now, how can this guy say this and then come on Sunday Night Football every week and be a part of that broadcast? And now, it seems to me if I was NBC, the son of a bitch would be fired immediately for saying that. He comes on every week? Now, did you get the same thing? Am I going overboard here?
Well, as a human being, he has every right to say that, and he has every right to He has every right to say that, and his feelings are fine. There's nothing wrong with what he said. It's just in his position, he should have never said anything like that.
Right. That's my point of what I was getting at. You just explained my point better than I did. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. In his position, being a football analyst on NBC Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, shut up.
You don't say, hey,
yourself,
parents, yeah, don't let your kids play football. So now what's going to happen in 10, 15 years and there's not going to be anybody playing football? Then what the hell are we going to do on Thanksgiving, you know?
I know. Yeah, what?
But,
yeah,
I mean,
what are you going to do?
there is this push out there to get rid of football because somebody, you know, they got hurt. You know, I mean, my God, people get hurt all the time. I get hurt all the time just cooking, for Christ's sakes. And, come on. All right, you ready for some picks? Who won the game last night? Did you hear? I didn't even get a chance to see nothing
yes.
last night.
Oh, man, I called you several times. Why don't you going to sleep
off
at 4 in the afternoon?
I was watching the news, and I had my phone off because I always turn it off at night because I forget to turn it off in the morning. And then it goes off in the morning when I'm on the air and everybody hears it. So, okay, this is your report. Give me the rundown here.
Listen, I called you because, I had my buddy. I was still out working. And I had him, hey, check the score real quick. I bet you it's probably 7-0, you know, Colts. It was 14-0.
Tennessee.
Colts were losing.
Oh, God, I knew it.
It's scary. Well, they ended up winning. It was 30-27.
Well, see, I almost picked Tennessee because I think I don't know what it is, but there's what I almost did, but I didn't.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'll tell you why, because there is something with Indianapolis, and you've seen it last week with San Diego. I mean, St. Louis. There's something there. I don't know what exactly it is. Maybe there's a rift in the locker room. Maybe there's another
peak.
They're
just tired. It's been a long season. They will continue.
They're going to go deep into postseason this year, I think.
I think so. Absolutely. It's fatigue.
Yeah, but I mean,
but it was scary, man. It surprised me. He told me the score. I said, "What? Tennessee 14? Indy nothing? First quarter."
Well, you can lose in football. I mean, you can lose six games and still make it to the playoffs. So
absolutely.
I mean, the Giants won the Super Bowl. They were 9-7. What? The Seahawks were 7-9, and they went to the playoffs, and then they beat the world champions, New Orleans Saints. So, I mean,
anything can happen. The Jets are going to the playoffs.
They might. I think in their division, I think they might.
Will.
Speaking of the Jets, let's start with this. New York Jets, first game, Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. New York Jets at Buffalo, the beef. What are you going to do?
Can't pick the beef this time. Where's the beef? They haven't been there for a while.
I know, but I want to pick them so bad, Kurt. I want to pick them.
I'd love to see them win. Absolutely love it, but they can't. They can't get out of the bag.
Can't do it?
Nope.
So what are you going to do? You going to go Jets?
Yep, have to.
Well, I'm
Jets are on kind of a roll. I hate to see it, but they're kind of on a roll.
Yeah, they are on a kind of a roll, and Buffalo almost started on a roll.
They tried. Give them an effort.
It really wasn't a roll. It was more like flatbread, but...
they weren't giving them an attempt, though.
They were right. They were going out there and saying, "Hey, you know, we suck, but we're going to suck the best we can." And
that's what you get for wearing a white helmet. You need to go back to the red.
Nah, I like that white. Well, I'm going to pick the beef just to go completely.
Oh, that's a good. But you're stupid.
Yeah, but I just don't. You know, like you have with the Chiefs. Yeah, you like the Chiefs, but they're not the undefeated team you think they are. Well, I think New York Jets are not the team they are. And, of course, Buffalo isn't either, but I don't know.
I hope you're right. I hope you are. But just not this week, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think I might have to, before game time Sunday, I might have to change my pick. And
then it's going to be an I told you, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
You're really abusing that. You're really abusing that thing.
Yeah, but I end up being right every week. So Baltimore,
because you say it every game.
Hey,
all right, go on.
Hey, if the Democrats can change the goalposts and win every time, so can I. I'm just following what the president does. I mean, if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for me. You know, I mean, he's leading by example, so I'm going to follow his example.
Yeah, he's your president.
So I'm going to make sure that every one of my picks, and whether I win or I lose, I still win. So, yeah, he's your president, actually. Yeah, really. Baltimore at Chicago. Not interested, but I might have to go. I'm going to go with the Bears.
Baltimore wants to win.
Right. They want to win really bad. I was just going to say that.
Man. That's
I know.
Tough. And Chicago
I know it is.
Chicago's so middle of the road. I think Baltimore wants to win enough. I'll give it to them. I'll take them.
Let me find out here what. Well, Chicago lost last week. Chicago is 5-4. So they're right down the middle of the road. Let's see what I think Baltimore's about the same, if I remember correctly.
I think they're a little worse.
Yeah, they're a little worse. Yeah, they're a lot less. They're 4-4.
Two. Four? Is it four? Okay.
They're 4-5.
I think they want to win.
They're 4-5. So basically both Baltimore and Chicago are pretty much even.
They're pretty equal. That's good. That's fine. Where are they at? That might make something. What are they playing?
Chicago.
Oh boy.
I know. See, that also
that's a little tougher now.
That's the only reason why I really went with Chicago, so
yeah, shoot, but I'm afraid Baltimore really wants to win a game. Now.
Right,
shoot.
And
tough.
Well, I might have to go switch again because Baltimore last week went into overtime and they beat Cincinnati. So that tells you, you are right. You can tell Baltimore, they're hungry. They're embarrassed that they're supposed to be the Super Bowl champs and they're embarrassed. So,
well, they should be. But, man, that's just tough. Can we go back to that one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to switch my pick like 15 times here before, before
it's over. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to that one.
Well, now we've got Cleveland and Cincinnati in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, no question.
Well, I don't know.
I got no question on that one. You can play with it all you want, but it's no question. In my head, I'm stuck. I don't even consider changing my mind.
Well, I'm going to pick this week like you picked last week and just start picking some upsets because.
Well, that would be a good one.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati is a much better football team than Cleveland. Not much better, but I mean.
Well, on the paper, they're way better. But I don't even have a question in my head. I don't even consider even an upset on this one. But it would be a good upset, so it would be a good one to pick.
Okay, now we've got Washington and Philadelphia again. Now, is Philadelphia
the most? I know. Who do I hate worse?
But is Philly going to beat them twice?
Who do I hate worse?
Going to beat them back to back?
At Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
At Philadelphia. Then I'm going to pick Philadelphia.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we all picked Philadelphia, and they beat Washington. And, well, wait a minute. Did Washington win? What?
I don't remember yesterday.
Well, let's go back here and find this out because this is. I think I'm going to have to go Philly. I mean, their new quarterback seems to be on a.
He's hot. That's Donnie's team. Philadelphia. He's huge on that. So I'll give him the benefit and I'll take Philadelphia this week.
Wait a minute. I thought Philadelphia and Washington. I got Philadelphia screwed up with Washington a couple of weeks ago. Washington beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia beat Washington the first game of the season. 33-27. I got to go Philly. I don't think Washington just has really nothing to offer the NFL this year at all. So.
Well, I'm just going with who I hate the worst.
I guess
I hate Washington just a little bit more. And with Vic being out, I'm okay with Philly.
Yeah, me too. As long as Vic isn't playing, I can pick Philly. Detroit at Pittsburgh could be an interesting game.
Jeez, yeah, might have to go back to that one too. First gut says Bill. Sorry.
I'm going to have to go Detroit because Detroit is 6-3.
But Pittsburgh's on a roll. They're starting to win. They're figuring things out.
Let me see here.
At Pittsburgh or at Detroit?
Pittsburgh lost the first four. They won two, lost two, and they beat Buffalo last week. I think they're going to get beat this week in Pittsburgh. I'm going to go Detroit.
In Pittsburgh, I'll take Pitt. If they're playing in Pittsburgh, yeah, I will take them.
Right.
Because Detroit is so wishy-washy, man.
I know. Even though they've got a pretty decent record, I mean, they're not slouches.
No, but they're wishy-washy. They're
untrustworthy.
Yeah, very. I'll take Pitt on this one.
I think Mom might pick Pitt, and I might have to switch back to Pitt, but they screwed me so many times this year, I'm afraid.
They've been awful.
Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay won last week. They beat the Dolphins.
Good for them, but that might be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta's only got two wins. they're hurting for certain. But Tampa just, yeah, I'm going to have to take Atlanta.
Atlanta has only won two games, and they've been very few and far between. They won the second game, and then they won week seven.
They're not Atlanta. But
no, I'm talking
about Tampa is just so awful that
Atlanta
anybody
gets
they play,
a,
you, safety. I'm taking the safety.
It could be that sometimes it happens with these crappy teams. They get one win and then they win like two or three in a row and then they never win anymore. I think I might have to go another upset here. I'm gonna go completely against all football rules and regulations, and I'm gonna go against all laws of physics. And I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay winning two in a row, beat the Atlanta Falcons in Tampa Bay, Florida. So. But you're right. Tampa Bay is—they're pitiful.
Yeah, they both are, but Atlanta's just that much better.
Well, there's a lot of stinky games coming up here. A lot of stinky games this week. But I mean, you're going to see good football games because the teams are pretty matched up. But next game is Arizona at Jacksonville, and you can't turn your set off fast enough.
God.
I got to go Arizona.
Yeah, I have to, too. Yeah, you just have to.
I'd rather just go to the bar and drink rather than watch the game, but I mean.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to do.
Here's another one.
If they televise that game. That's pathetic.
Now, didn't you tell me that Flynn is back with the pack?
Back with the pack.
And he's going to start this week.
Yeah, well, who else is?
Well, I didn't know if they, so that's good.
Yeah, he's got to. That's all they got. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, it looks like what does Rodgers have? It's a collarbone. What is he out with?
Yeah, collarbone, and that doesn't
get healed
overnight,
right away.
Man.
No,
doesn't cure overnight. I want Flynn to succeed.
So do I. I like the guy. I like the kid. But is it his?
Yeah, something about him.
Is it his throwing arm, Rodgers, or is it?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. A collarbone is probably the worst bone you can break.
Well, what I'm saying is he'd be able to play maybe like a week sooner with his left collarbone rather than his throwing collarbone. It just seems to me, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but it just seems to me that his throwing collarbone, it would be he would keep irritating that because you have to do that overhand motion and all that. It's going to be a while.
You can't throw with that arm if that's broken.
That's what I'm saying. So in order for it to fully heal, I don't see this guy being out 3 weeks. I mean, I see him being out for most of the rest of the season.
Probably right if it is the throwing arm, because you just can't do it.
Well, I mean, sometimes bodies can heal fast and this stuff.
Not if you're throwing with it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you can heal things pretty quick. You can do this, but when it's something like a collarbone, that just doesn't. So he's going to be. Well, that could be good news for the pack. I wouldn't mind seeing him going into the playoffs.
I hope he takes him. I hope he takes him to the show.
Takes him to the show. Wouldn't that be cool? The pack in Seattle and the pack. Wouldn't that be a great song?
Oh, that'd be outstanding.
Oh, man.
They're same division, aren't they?
No, not same division, but I think same conference.
NFC. So they can't.
Right. But, I mean, just the thought of,
playoffs. Put them in the playoffs.
Playoffs? God, I haven't heard that in a long time. I'm going to have to get that and play that. You know what I'm talking about?
What's his name? Ryan.
No.
Wasn't it Ryan?
No.
Coughlin?
No. God, why can't – right when you said that, now the name – playoffs. Playoffs? He was with –
Yeah, it was Belichick. It was Belichick.
No, it wasn't Belichick.
It was, too.
No, it, Kurt, I guarantee you it was not Belichick. Belichick doesn't speak to the media.
Occasionally.
And I think he was with Cincinnati at the time, or I can't remember who he was with. I can't even remember. But, or he was
I think
with,
I do now.
He could have been with Carolina. I can't remember who he was with at the time. I don't even know if he's still in the league
it
anymore.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't really matter.
Go on.
Next we have Oakland at Houston.
I'm going to take the Raiders.
Playoff. Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to. I know. I can't get that out of my head. I'm going to have to go Oakland on this. I got a suspicion that Houston's going to beat them, but I want to go with the Raiders, and I really don't care.
This is more of a like than a safe bet, but
yeah.
I'll take the Raiders.
But, you know, I mean, the Raiders have been – they've been trying. I mean, that little engine –
they're giving it their – their best effort every
they're
week.
Giving that old college try, aren't they? They're
yeah,
you know,
they are.
And Houston to me just seems, you know, I
they're
figured
going
I
just
thought
backwards.
Yeah, I thought that they when they came out, I thought Houston, you know, like Houston always starts off pretty strong, and they do have a pretty, you know, strong core team, and I thought that they were going to do a little better than what their record shows, but they're not showing anything.
They're damaged. They're damaged. They've got a
I don't
lot
know.
Of
are they hurt? Are they hurt or? Wait a minute,
their
quarterback is out. What was his name? Their quarterback, I can't remember, but he's out. Everybody's out. The coach is out. They're San Diego at Miami. I think we have to go San Diego on this one. I don't see Miami recovering for quite a while because of their mishap and with Cognito.
And San Diego's a better team, so I'll take
San
Diego.
San Diego's a good team. San Diego's
yeah,
San
they
Diego,
are. They're just
don't underestimate
doing what they should.
I don't see San Diego going to the play. I mean, the Super Bowl, but no. I see them going into the playoff. I see them a spoiler. They're a spoiler team in the playoffs.
No, they're not going to the playoffs.
San Diego?
No.
Oh, I put it in the books right now. Yeah, you can
put
it right in the books. Is it in there?
Okay. You know this is being taped.
I know. Mark it down. Put it in the books. It's right in there. Yeah. It's written in gold. San Diego, yeah. We'll go. Well, let's see what their record is just real quick. Like,
they're about five. I think they got five.
I think they're better than that. I can't remember, but I think
They lost two minutes.
Oh,
close ones.
Wait a minute. They have been losing here. I've been out of sync with these guys. One, two, three. They've only got four wins. One, two. Okay, I'm going to have to switch now. San Diego, take it out of the book. San Diego's not going to the playoffs.
You can't do it. You already closed the book.
No, I just reopened it.
You closed it. You can't. I sealed it.
Hey, if Obama can rewrite the laws, I can rewrite the laws. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm going to have to go Miami, and San Diego's not making the playoffs, and I think I'm going to – I want to pick Miami because they're playing in Miami.
I'm sticking with San Diego.
Yeah, God, I want to. Yeah, let me stick with Sand Dog. But see, this is my Miami's my team. So if I go against them, they're going to win. So I have to put an "I told you so" clause on this game. This is only one game.
I told you clause.
This is an "I told you so" clause.
No.
San Diego's going to win, but Miami stands a really good chance, and they could win. And if they do, then I still win because I told you so.
Well, in that case, I pick both of them. That way I win either way. I got San Diego.
Yeah, I'm going to go San Diego until I change my mind at the last minute. Oh, you know what? I don't know. Drives me nuts. Sometimes making these picks, man, sometimes these picks, you get a gut feeling, and sometimes that gut feeling works. And other times you get that gut feeling, you feel in your heart of hearts that this team is going to upset, this team is going to win, and then they don't. So sometimes sometimes you just have to throw something against the wall and just hope that you get an upset. So I'm going to change this a million times. This week is a tough week to pick. I mean, isn't it? Am I the only one?
It's Kentucky. We got to go back to one of them. I can't remember which one, but this one was kind of tough, too. But
Baltimore,
I'll stick with San Diego.
Baltimore, Chicago is the one we go back to. So, all right,
yeah.
I'm going to stick. I want to stick with, well, all right, I'm just going to go against the grain here. Screw it. I'm going to go Miami. Next game, San Francisco at New Orleans. Ooh, I'm going to love this game. Damn.
Yeah, I think so, too. But here's where an upset comes in, I think.
No, not in New Orleans. No way. San Francisco.
I think so.
You want to pick a point spread between, I think New Orleans beat San Francisco by at least 2 touchdowns.
I'm not going to put numbers on it, but I think San Francisco wins. I hope they don't, but I think they do.
All right. I'll put you down for Frisco, and I'm going to pick the Aints, man. The Aints have got a good team this year, man. Do not underestimate them.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not underestimating them. They're a way better team.
San Francisco's got a lot of – Well,
yeah.
I think Pumpernickel.
They're going
Kaepernick,
backwards too.
Well, I think Kaepernick has that sophomore jinx on him, and I think that's what it is. Is he didn't have time to get himself acclimated in the NFL last year. He was just thrown into the Lions, and that's what got him that success because he didn't have time to think about it. He didn't know anything, and sometimes ignorance is bliss. Now he had the off season and this whole season to start thinking about it, and he's realized, shit, they realized, dang, I'm in the NFL. Got to put another quarter in the cuss jar. I'm in the NFL now, and things aren't working the way it used to be, and I think they got a lot of work to do in San Francisco. New Orleans wins a game by at least 2 touchdowns. So
I'm throwing in an upset on this one.
It's a good upset. But I'm going to be going back to this game and the Seattle game. Of course, Seattle's going to be kind of a boring game. They're playing Minnesota, but I'm going to have to pick Seattle.
You even have to pick that one?
Yeah. Now, all right, well, if you want to get down, you want to say that, well, this you just opened yourself up for a huge upset. Minnesota. No.
No, no chance.
Nice try. No. No.
No.
Now, watch them. Watch Minnesota beat Seattle 46-0.
Well, yeah, if they were playing in Minnesota, I'd give them the benefit of the doubt. Nah. But they're playing in Seattle. You just don't stand a chance in Seattle.
Now, Minnesota doesn't stand a chance, even in Minnesota. Minnesota,
yeah.
I mean, the Vikings, I like them fine. They're all right, but they're just not a very good football team this year. Now, here's what it is, and I think you're going to go with the pack. I'm going to go with the pack. It's Green Bay versus the Giants. This is going to be a really good game. There's going to be three good games in the afternoon. San Francisco and New Orleans, Green Bay at the Giants. And Kansas City, that's the night game. So you got two really good games here.
I've talked about it, and I want it to happen. I'm going to pick the Giants.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to go get the pack. I knew it.
It's only because Flynn just got there yesterday.
I know. I get you. I get you. I understand. And it's a very valid point. And this game is one of those you can go either way.
But, yeah, I think it could, but Giants, again, they back to like last week, they have to win.
Right.
They can't afford to be losing this shit or stuff.
I know. We gotta stop that. I'm going to get in trouble.
I didn't mean it.
I know. You didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Nobody meant it. Nobody got hurt. There's no bloodshed, but people freak out. But
I will take the Giants this time. I hate it. I hope Flynn does really well, has another outstanding 6 touchdown game. But I just don't see it. He got there yesterday. He can't. He can't do that.
Well, even with the Giants having all these problems and they've got a couple of wins under their belt, I think. They're still a strong football team. They're trying to fix things, but What I see is Flynn coming on the team. I see the team going, hey, man, we know this guy. We remember him. He's only, you know, been gone for a couple of years. He did great for us the two games that he played. I think he's going to go out there with a fervor, and I think he's going to run down the field left and right. And I see the Green Bay Packers overwhelmingly beating the New York Giants.
Man, I'm with you. I hope so. I'm just playing the safety card.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think we're going to see a really good football game. Hard nosed football. I think we're going to see. The Giants think that Green Bay is hurt. Now they've got all the confidence in the world. They can do whatever they want. And I think you're going to have both teams that are going to be fighting. I think it's going to be a good physical, rough, tough, hard nosed football game. I look forward to it. So.
Hope so. I hope I'm wrong, but I will stick with the Giants on this one.
Okay, now we have your team, the Kansas City Chiefs, against the mighty Peyton Manning.
I'm going to go Broncos.
I'm going to go Chiefs. Kansas
City. Chiefs, listen, Kansas City has not beaten anybody with a winning record.
I know. They have not. I think Denver is a much better football team. I think Denver is a much stronger football team. But I think with Peyton Manning, I know he may be faking it, but his ankles are hurt. His knees are down. This kid is, I mean, he's bandaged up. Peyton Manning's hurt.
He's freaking Superman. It doesn't matter.
I know. I love Peyton Manning.
I'm telling you, he can be in a wheelchair.
Peyton Manning for president. You know.
Yeah.
I agree. Look, if anybody can pull a win out of their hat and throw a touchdown in their sleep, I mean, it's Peyton Manning. I think you're going to see another really good football game here. I want to pick Kansas City.
I don't think so. I think Broncos spank them.
I got to go Denver.
I think Kansas City gets spanked.
You think it's okay, well, I'm going to pick Denver. You're going to pick Denver. I think Mom is probably more than likely going to pick Denver. I'll put her there. So let me ask you this.
You want to put the points up?
Yeah, how many points do you think Denver is going to beat Kansas City by?
I think it's 45-7.
Ooh.
That's
gutsy, man.
I think that's what it's a spanking. It's going to be a spanking, I think.
Oh, wow. 45-7? Ooh,
I see the future.
You see the future. Well, I don't know what to make of this game. I don't really know what to pick. I think Denver is a team. You have to pick Denver. You at this point, I think Kansas City is going to be the underdog.
I think Kansas City is going to get welcomed to the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL.
Now you're playing a real football game.
Well, they play Denver
again. Tampa Bay every week.
Well, they play Denver again almost back-to-back. Yeah. In 2 weeks. They play them again.
Yeah. It'll be
I don't know. I think they're going to split. I don't know which ones they're going to split. I don't know who's going to win first. But
I think Denver spanks them both times.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go – I might even go into overtime. I'm going to pick an over.
Come on. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Sick.
I'm going to go 38.
It'll be one in the first half. It'll be done. Finished.
38-35 Denver in OT. Put it in the books.
Stupid.
Get out the books. Put it in there.
Stupid. Are you going to reopen it again?
Put it right in that book. Open it up and put it right on in there.
Okay.
38-35 in overtime, Denver wins a football game. So we'll see how close I come to that. There's no way to actually predict this stuff. That's what I like about it.
There isn't, but it's fun.
There's no right or wrong answers. It's fun. It doesn't mean anything. And if you accidentally get it right, it's not because you're so smart. It's just...
That's luck.
Yeah. You got lucky. So now let's go Monday night's game. New England, get ready for it, at Kakalaki. Good God. this is just going to be a Monday night game. This is boring. New England and Carolina? I mean, please. Hey, how about, okay, do you want to go
an
upset?
Don't count Carolina out, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think I might have to pick Carolina just to completely throw everything off kilter. Let's see what they're
doing. I won't pick them, but don't count them out.
I think you're going to see Carolina give New England a run for their money, but I think New England's going to find a way to pull it through. If they can just pressure Brady, you put pressure on Brady, the guy, he gets out of his game so quickly. And if Carolina, any team that can do that, any team that puts constant pressure on Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, that's how you win the New England Patriots. Now, does Carolina have enough to put that much pressure on Brady throughout the game? I don't know. But Carolina is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're 6-3. I thought they were a lot less than that.
No, they're doing all right. Don't count them out. I can't pick them this week.
You know what? Screw it. I'm going to pick Carolina. I'm going to pick Carolina just even though I know that New England is a much better football team and probably stands a much better chance of winning. But I'm going to go completely crazy. I'm going to pick Kakalaki here. I don't even like him.
I hate them, but it can happen.
Yeah, I just like to. Hey, I just want to see if I can get a hold of any upsets here and take advantage of it. But all right, that's about it. That's it. We've got week 11 completely covered. It's in the book. Book is closed.
We got to go back. We got to go back. I still haven't picked one of them. I don't remember.
That's right. Baltimore at Chicago. Go ahead, just pick Baltimore. Just pick Baltimore. Baltimore could win the Bears. I mean, that's not an easy game to pick. I mean,
I got to go the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, got to do it. Got to do it.
But
Baltimore's only got 2 wins, I think.
Nah, they have more now.
No, they don't. Check it out. I don't think they have top 3.
I think they're like, I think their record is like 4-6 or 4-5.
Well, pretty sure it's 2 or 3 wins.
They are 4-1, 2, 3, 4. They're 4-5. I was right.
Yeah,
they beat Cincinnati 20-17 in overtime last week.
Bad.
Now, Chicago. Well, they're 1 game more than they're 5-4 versus 4-5. So, Chicago's
in Chicago.
Excuse me. You basically have two teams that are relatively semi close to each other. Chicago's got an edge by that much by 1 game.
It's in Chicago, though.
And it's in Soldier Field, Chicago. It's going to be cold and blistery, windy, nasty, miserable. And Baltimore, there we are. That's it. Week 11 in the books. We got it down. A lot of good picks.
All right, are we done?
We're done. We got a few good games, a lot of sneakers, but I think it's going to be it should be an interesting week 11. We'll find out. We'll find out what's more is going on with this incognito as it develops. And if you get any more news when you're out on the on the trail out there doing whatever it is that you do. And if you can get up before noon, give me a call and let me know what's going on here. So I got to inform the listeners. So in any event, no, that's about it. $1 million.
Right, okay. See me?
All righty, Kurt. Goodbye. We'll see you later. We'll see you next week. All right, folks. That's it. We're running dangerously close to, running out of time. I've got to take care of some house cleaning business here. So I'm going to leave you with a quick little song. This is, what's really happening, it's going on in America right now. Changing. People's lives are being ruined. I don't like to be, I'm not one of these that think that the sky is falling and we're all dying and it's the apocalypse. Because I don't believe that we're on the apocalypse, but I do believe that America is being destroyed. So I'm going to leave you with this song here for just a few minutes, and we'll be coming right back. See you then.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around. Just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Barry McGuire with Eve of Destruction. And yes, we do have, this song is all about hypocrisy. We hate our next door neighbor, but we don't forget to say grace. Think about that. Hate our next door neighbor, but we don't forget to say grace. I just find it interesting, and we all know the phrase that the more things change, the more things stay the same. Well, that song was written in the 60s. It was about Vietnam. There's still a lot of truth in it today. See, the truth doesn't go away. The truth always stays. You can never get rid of the truth. The truth, you can paint it as many different colors as you want to, but the truth is still the truth. those colors, those paints do not stick to the truth. It may stick in your head because you want to see it that way, but the reality is the truth will always remain the truth. That song is about hypocrisy. And we're all hypocrites. If you're a human being, I don't care who you are, there's nobody perfect. You're all a hypocrite. We all lie. But it's the amount of lies and who we lie to and why, most importantly, why we are lying. Are we lying to save face so we don't have to admit that we were wrong and we're doubling down no matter how many millions of Americans are hurt? I think you know the answer to that. So let's get back in here real quick. We've only got a few minutes left. Getting back to where we were, the Urban League also called for the unedited video of the incidents. Remember, we were talking about all those videos that Mr. O'Keefe is famous for. And thank God for people like Mr. O'Keefe who are not afraid to go out and find the news, find the truth. Reporters don't do it. You understand that, Ms. Feinstein? See, reporters don't go out and expose you. Underwear bloggers like me, independent journalists like Mr. O'Keefe, it's called freedom of speech and freedom of the press, Ms. Feinstein. You might want to read the entire Constitution and understand it. I'd start with Article 1 and go all the way down to the end and pay very close attention to the Bill of Rights. I don't appreciate you trying to take away my rights, and I'm going to fight you. I will not comply. So the Urban League also called for the unedited version of the incidents to be released and said the undercover applicants were told the people they were speaking to were navigators in training and the full context of the comments is not reflected in the video. Here for ourselves. You make the call. Now, are these navigators really being taken out of context?
Cool.
Yeah, because that's what you have records showing.
So, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
because if you show more than that, you open yourself up to an audit.
For them going back.
Because the IRS has access to this information.
Okay.
So that's how they determine what your
eligibility
is.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, did that sound like it was taken out of context? Did it? That so-called navigator in training just told this man, this undercover reporter, to lie to the United States government so you can get freebies. That's not taken out of context. Try this one. Let's try cut number two. We'll find out if this was taken out of context.
But our cameras caught the navigators encouraging us to lie about our income and deceive the IRS to receive more Obamacare subsidies.
I'm a college student, but I work for the university. I do, like, you know, stuff mm-hmm. there, and then I do stuff on the side.
Okay.
So
you got combined W-2s?
No, because the other stuff I do is, like, barber, or I'll go and, you know, clean houses and things
mm-hmm.
like that just to get extra money on the side. But I never filed that type of stuff on my my taxes.
How long are you supposed to file a percentage of it?
A percent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
when you're making money on a cash basis.
Okay.
Don't get yourself in trouble by declaring it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen. You didn't make any of that money. Go ahead, lie to the government so you get some more freebies so the middle class has to pay more. Ah, that's no problem. Now, this second wave of videos coming out, and, you know, if you know this guy, you know the reputation of Mr. O'Keefe. There's probably more. But the Obots, they're in full damage control. Nope, nothing to see here. Nah, that's just nothing. You guys are exaggerating. Just a right-wing conspiracy. It's the Tea Party hating people. They just don't want to see anybody get insured because they hate women. And they hate black people. They don't want to see anybody get any kind of health insurance except for, you know, old gray white Republican men. So critics said the first video was an isolated incident. Really? You know, these guys, when they come out here and they say so, that's just an isolated incident. That's just a one-shot Johnny. They always get caught. Every time they say something like that, they always have to take those words back. Don't these people, don't you get tired of having to take back your words? Mr. President, you get tired of having to take back your words? It doesn't bother you. I don't think that it bothers you, Mr. President. I don't see any urgency. I don't hear any urgency in your voice. I don't feel any sorrow. I don't feel anything in your voice. I don't hear it. I don't see it in your mannerisms. I don't see it in any of those people that were in any of these committee hearings. They don't care. I mean, they're just up there with a smug smirk on their face. That Mr. Chow, I just wanted to reach through that television and slap that man repeatedly until every ounce of his frickin' stupidity was knocked out of him. I am just sick and tired of this aloofness attitude this administration has from top to bottom. Anybody connected? Anybody who works for this administration anywhere, in any part of it? Oh, well, no big deal. I don't care. There's millions of people lose their health insurance from this and that. I don't care. I don't care if they have to pay more. So what? So what? We took $600 million to build a website for 3 years that doesn't work and can never work. So what? I got paid. I don't care. We need to build we need a stimulus package just to have enough money to build a jail to put all these people in. I think the taxpayers would be in for that. I think they wouldn't mind, Mr. Reed, paying a little more if it was going to build a facility to put all of you criminals in. I don't think the taxpayers would mind that. Is that what you meant by people want to spend more money? Is that what you want to use the money for? So in any event, I still didn't get to get through all of it. Black Friday madness, or now I should say Black Thursday madness. People stay home on Thanksgiving with your family and your friends. Nobody's going to run out of televisions. They're not going to run out of laptops or computers or dollies at wet. Go shopping on Friday and respect the day of Thanksgiving. That is our day. That is our country's day. That was the beginning of our country right there. That's America. Respect Thanksgiving.